That sounds good.
I'll press this one on.
The other one.
Started the Turaway in Northwest London, Wednesday, 24th of Iyar, 25th of May, Runner of Dov the Halpin Schlitter, performing a mitzvah before Birchas Satura. This week's Torah was sponsored by Max Brosnas, the Nishmas Rav Arya Leib, Zechon of Rochav and Rav, Rav Chaim Shmuel Lopian, Zechet Tzadav Gods Rav Rochav, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday, and by Family Silver, the Nishmas Rav Bechor, Rav Chosid Nisn Moshe, Zechon of Rochav, Ben Yibod Lachaim Tov, Yidani Rav David Michal HaKoin, whose first Yahrzeit was also yesterday.
Before I discuss the subject matter, I have a Kabbalah from my father, Zeke Tzadik Abruch, who had a Kabbalah from his Zayda, the Radim Shalit, that after the Tzina Good Oil, the Mitzvah to be Masjid, after the Tzira, the other Gudel, there's a Mitzvah, a Chiyuv, to be Masjid. And my father was at the first opportunity, when he saw Oilam, he used the opportunity to say a few words. We've lost one of the Gedolei Yisrael of our area, the Grosse Hefzefas, Rav Robert Zechet Tzadik Abrucha. So just the Zichrei to say a few words, as we all know. Hesped is nothing new to you. New. We had him here for 50 years, so Shamash Parabunas, senior roof over so many years. In 50 years, go through a lot of ups and downs in the you can imagine 60 years ago Gold Screen wasn't on the hamburger that it is today, and certainly a lot of the success of Gold Screen in Torah, Yerushalayim, Abusas Torah, certainly due to Rav Robert Zechtat Abruch. He was Tamsuchim Utsum, a Gewaltiger Tamsuchim, a Moedige Masmer, and he learned Yoima, the Grosse Masmer, he learned day and night. Very starker mensch, he wasn't misfold for any pressures or anything, as you know. He fought for Yiddish guys, especially the last years for Shabbos, his problems with the Eidah, he was very, very firm about it. No pressure in the world could make him sway this way or that. The other way, he was what we use nowadays, we used to Moshe Nefesh. I mean, he really, really fought very hard for Yiddish guys in every way. He should be a meditation for this area which he worked so hard for. When I say this area, actually was full of London. It was not just he was in the best mill, so it should be a meditation for all of us. We shall go my chayr el chayr and turn in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
As is before, the 17 days which Dishus Levi and the Bnei Sosso say, the 17 days before Shvias is already the Shpur of Shvias, as I do. The 17 days, I mean the whole Sfiras HaOmer is the build up to Shvias, but the last 17 days from Lag BaOmer is Toiv, Ein Toiv and Toiv, so we're already mamish, nearly there. I want to discuss in the Birchas HaTorah. As we know, Birchas HaTorah is one of the only two mitzvahs which are men HaTorah. One of the only two Bruchas. All Bruchas are Midrabunan. The Berachas HaMitzvahs, Berachas HaShvach, Berachas HaNehenen. The only two which are Minatoyah is Berachas HaMuzin, as it says in Parshat Ekev, Bechaltu V'Savartu V'Rachtu, and Berachas HaToyah, the Gemara brings a Pusik, Ki Shem HaShem Ekro Huve Goyda Lelekaini. Shem HaShem Ekro refers to Limit HaToyah. The Torah is called Shem HaShem, because the Torah is Shemo Yisuf Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki, when Shem HaShem, the Torah, Ekro, I'm reading, I'm learning, it's Huvi Goyde, we have to make a Bruch Olele Kaini. Birch Zatoyr. So Birch Zatoyr is a very, very, it's one of the only two Bruch Midaraisa. I'd like to discuss something about it. Now, we know that before Birch Zatoyr, one's not allowed to learn Torah. Haluch HaShech Nuruch, not allowed to learn Torah. The Vilna Gaon says one mustn't even think of Torah before Birch Zatoyr. What about doing a mitzvah before Birch Zatoyr? Lechoyle, Apis Tfura, a mitzvah has got to do a Bruch. Why should you be able to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah? The Sfura Chatzoyne is, and that's Taka Pashta, seems to be the halucha, the consensus of opinion, that before Berachas HaTorah one should do mitzvahs. Certainly if in shul and somebody goes around collecting mitzvah tzedukah, don't say, I'm not on for Berachas HaTorah, I can't give you tzedukah yet, certainly you should give tzedukah. And all mitzvahs, there's no real reason, the chayla, that that you shouldn't be able to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. But, now here we have the but. The Mishneh Berurah, Aleph. Mishneh Berurah says, this is a lushon of Mishneh Berurah. Elokil Alma. Even those who say, the Vilna Gaon, that you mustn't be Maharar, you mustn't be Maharar before Berachas HaTorah, Mitzvah lasis as a pilis mitzvah koin Berachas HaTorah. One is allowed to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. Afal Gav, what's the problem? Why not? The Ba'is Masa, when he does the mitzvah, Bavadi Mahara, he's Mahara the Din, he's thinking about how should I do the mitzvah? This way, that way. So there is a hirer of Divra Torah. So perhaps because of that hirer, according to Vilna Gaon, you mustn't be Mahara Divra Torah before Berachas HaTorah. So when you're doing the mitzvah, you're thinking, where should I put on the tefillin? Oh, this is the right place, that's the right place. In the middle, you might be thinking of the halucha. So maybe that should be a reason why you should not do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. Look, the Mishneh Berurah, I'm not worried about that. I feel a little mitzvah. Why? The whole she'ainim is having the limit. When you're thinking of limud HaTorah, you're thinking just practically how to do the mitzvah. Even though you are thinking of the halucha, you're not mechaven l'shem limud HaTorah. Ain't tzurach bruch. It's interesting to pshat, he says. Because you are learning Torah, but you're not mechaven l'shem limud HaTorah. You're mechaven, we are now learning Torah, we are mechaven the mitzvah of limud HaTorah. That's we're standing here, limud HaLamed, we're doing mitzvah limud HaTorah. When you think of a Torah before you do the mitzvah, it's not l'shem limud HaTorah, and therefore it doesn't require a bruch. The achroinim say, seen a few achroinim, they say that there seems to be a different opinion also. When I say they seem to be, we'll look at the Lushan and we'll see what it says there. You know, there's a two menhugim or chlokes arba minim. When do we take the arba minim? Do we take it in shul before halal, or do we at home before we come to shul? The Ariya Kodesh says one should say do it at home in the sikkah. Apparently, in the olden times, maybe they didn't have the sukkahs in the shul, so if you waited till the halal, you would do it without the sikkah. Now, Piyari, it should be done in the sikkah. So he says you should do it at home, and the other poskim say you should do it before halal, because you have the milah that if you do it before halal, you make the brucha on the arba minim and on the naniyim of halal, because you're going to shake by halal. Bring the Kiryat Yaakov, this is the Yaakov Ettinger, and the solution. Ha'ari zal kusav levurach koidem hatfil, besikha. In the sikha, one should do it. Ba'achach yaase sha'an naniyim besikhles, then afterwards you come to shul and you daven the normal way. Then he says there's two opinions. You can choose whichever opinion is your minig. Either take the arba minim before davening at home, or do it before having. That's what the brings in Ari. Elachain. Now he says the Kiryat Yaakov. Metam's reason makdimen. There's reason makdimen in the mitzvahs. Therefore, life finally starting. I think the best thing is to do like the Ari. So he's machriya. He says because we can do both ways. I prefer the Ariya Kudish way because you have a mal of Zeriz and Makdimen. Uchen, but nay, Shiyah Acha Hanetzachama, as we know that with Rabbonah you can't do the mitzvahs before Hanetzachama, you have to wait till it's Hanetzachama. Imavurach Berachas HaTorah, Kodim Netilus. And he says you make a bracha. So it seems to be saying, what do you mention in Berachas HaTorah? It seems to be saying that you shouldn't do the mitzvah without Berachas HaTorah. And the Achrenim say it's a machloikas, Mishneh Berurah and the Bikur Yaakov. It bothers me a bit to say it's machloikus, because first of all, Bikri Yaakov only says it derech agav. There's no other place where he says that you can't do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. Here, when he's talking about when you should take the arba minim, he mentions don't forget to say Berachas HaTorah before. But it seems to be that he is of the opinion that you shouldn't do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. And the question is why?
Because of the bruch, you say the bruch.
Bruch and ishkam derech Torah.
Can you zug stam a bruch?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's asher yutze, you say tel shidayim. The bruch is not Torah. Bruch is not Torah.
The bruch.
The bruch is certainly not Torah. After I finished the shiur, I found in my brother's sefer, Sharachan, the sefer Nifla, he brings in one of the shiurim. He understood Pshat and Bikri Yaakov totally different. Bikri Yaakov says you say you work the Torah first, not because you can't do a mitzvah before, because he says Todeh v'shein the Todeh Torah koydim. There's a chiyuv to say Berachas HaTorah, and there's a chiyuv to take arba minim. So it's to the Vashayim, to the Koyim. So he understood the Bekir Yaakov, nothing to do with our discussion at all. It's just as the mitzvah, Berachas HaTorah, comes before other mitzvahs. But I see the Achronim, Rabbi Yitzchok Silberstein, that's one of the Shalas which he has. He says, Mishneh Berurah and Bekir Yaakov. He learns Pusha Pshat Bekiri Yaakov means you shouldn't do the mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah.
Also on the on days 2 to 7 or 2 to 8 of Sukkos, Berachas HaTorah will be Deraisa and Lulav is Drabonon.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore the Berachas HaTorah should be first.
Yeah, and anything.
No, I'm saying besides Toddy.
I'm saying
the Berachas HaTorah is Deraisa and Lulav is Drabonon.
Yeah, it's also true. Yeah. The problem is that if one gets up and one's not going to learn, one's doing other things, there's no chiyuv Berachas HaTorah yet. Torah Shein Torah, you've got two mitzvahs, so you have to do both. The Shalat comes first. If he wants to say Berachas HaTorah in an hour's time, he's not involved now. So it's a mitzvah shvet zun. That's all. But I think, if I may say, I can suggest that there's no machlokes. And the Bekir Yaakov is not machlok with the Mishnah Brira. And you can do the Kilal and Mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. But why does the Bekir Yaakov say that you shouldn't take the Arba Minim until you said Berachas HaTorah? I want to come up with the following suggestion. Interessante Sach. In Shechnuch steht, Mom von Gimel, Hamahara b'divar Torah en l'tzuch l'vuruch. The Machaber Shechnuch says that you're allowed to be Mahara b'divar Torah before Berachas HaTorah. Zukta vin l'gun, I don't understand. The Lushna vin l'gun. Aval, in Gimel, Kol zeh tzurachiyun. The Kaan mevuruch ha mitzvah, he's making a brucha on mitzvahs l'mad HaTorah. In Hirer is also a mitzvah. And Hugisu means Behira as if Shtet Apusik Hegyo in Libi. So there's a mitzvah, certainly you're Makayim, a mitzvah, limit our Torah, Behira. And so why shouldn't you say Berachas HaTorah before Hira? Kavaltike Kashev in the Gun. Chabad says only for Bepeh. But if you're Maharab at the Torah, you don't need Berachas HaTorah, effective in the Gun. It's a mitzvah, limit our Torah. There's an issue in Shechnuch Rab that even though one is Mekayim, it's Limda Toyla Behira, but anything which can be said in the mouth, one should say in the mouth, it's only when you have to concentrate, and by saying it in the mouth, you can't concentrate properly, you do the Behira. But Ekra Din, you're certainly Mekayim, it's Limda Toyla Behira, Machshuva. Fektiv in Lagun, why shouldn't you say Berachas HaTorah before Hira? Zukta Stifler and I in the Tziv, they both say Agavalt Gezach. They say there are two types of Berachas HaTorah. There's a Berachas HaTorah which is based on the Pusik Yishayim Hashem Ekro V'Gedel L'Kedi. There's a Berachas HaTorah like Berachas HaMitzvahs. The Shagas Aryeh says, the Shechnuch is referring to the Yishayim Hashem Ekro V'Gedel L'Kedi, from where we learn that Berachas HaTorah is a Chiyuv Deraisa. Yishayim Hashem Ekro, when we learn in Torah, V'Gedel L'Kedi. Yishayim Hashem Ekro, Ekro means reading with the mouth. Ekro, they listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Pusik only refers to somebody who's learning with his Dibur. There's a Chiyav, Chavikoyed Elokein. So that Chiyav is Takum Midaraisa, that's only Bapeh. Abad Vilnagun says, Enochlam, I'm asking to Shulchan Aruch that Kishayim Hashem Ekro only refers to the Limbadat Torah Bapeh, not Machshuva. But Tzok Kotsov, Yom Akayim HaMitzvah, Limbadat Torah Machshuva. So like every mitzvah requires a brucha, this should also require a brucha. So you make a brucha, it's Berachas HaMitzvahs. So lemas, it's two type of bruchas. If you're learning Torah b'peh, you're chiyuv midaraisa to make a brucha. Kishem Hashem Ekro. If it's machshuva, even according to the Gaon, it's only a mitzvah rabbon of Berachas HaMitzvahs. So you've got two different Berachas HaTorah. A Berachas HaTorah which is deraisa, and Berachas HaTorah midrabbonon. So if you're mahara b'divrei Torah, you're chiyuv to say Berachas HaTorah midrabbonon as Berachas HaMitzvahs. Not ask Hashem Hashem Ekru, and if you're saying the Ratzel, yeah, Hashem Hashem.
I listen to a shift.
Because Shemaya Koine. Shemaya Koine is mamish like Dibar Alayim. The question is, if you listen through the telephone, if you say Shemaya Koine, that's Shah. You're certainly Makayim, if you're learning. So here you're certainly Makayim. But are you Makayim, the Chaylik Dibar also is a event of Shemaya Koine, so do we say Shemaya Koine on through the telephone? That's becomes a bit more problematic. But certainly now that we're all sitting here, it's all Zarashim Tzechus Bruchos like Abba Balkeli, that if somebody is Maharer by Hirer Nishduk Achiev Tvilin by Shemaya Koine is Yodu, so Shemaya Koine is certainly. Well, it couldn't have been in any case, you can't because you're Maharer. So you ask, is it the Raisa of Rabbunah? So what we're saying now, Shemaya Ka'ina is the Raisa. Yeah.
you can't say Shemir Koina, that the Darshan is not being Moitziyu and you're not having Kavona to be Yotze.
Well, you should have Kavona. Rashi and Brucha says that when I have Kavona, when I'm saying a Shia, I'm Moitziyu and I'm Yotze. Rashi and Brucha says it. Shemir Koina. Yeah, it's okay. It's interesting to know. Shemir Koina. Yeah. In any case.
Recording in the
car. Recording is in this Shemir Koina. You're certainly kind. It's this capital Torah, first of all. You're learning, and you can't begin with the Torah, because Behira also. But the Mal of Dibber, if it's a recording, that Mal, there's achievement by Baruch Duvid. You know who Baruch Duvid is? Rabbi Saul Harpness, and one of the Poskim in America, he raised this point that there's a Mal of listening personally to Shia than listening to the tape. In any case, Halavai should listen to at least the tapes and so on. By the way, it's in the square brackets in Dalit, is a Kantavot fin Briskaru for the Brent fin Zatata Reb Chaim. We've said now that Behirer is as Berachas HaMitzvahs. If you're saying Dibur Torah, besides Berachas HaMitzvahs, it's Kishem HaShem Ekro. Kishem HaShem Ekro is not Berachas HaMitzvahs, it's Adarai Siddiq. Berachas HaMitzvahs is only Mit Rabunam. The Bruch on Laniach Tfilin, the Bruch is Mit Rabunam. Tfilin is Mit Adarai Siddiq. So the Berachas HaMitzvahs of Hirer is only Mit Rabunam. But when you're saying Dibur Torah, it's not a Berachas HaMitzvahs, it's Kishem HaShem Ekro. And not nicht als Berachas HaMitzvahs. So, in Reb Chaim Bliskot Masbe Gevein, as Midarai said, there's no Berachas HaMitzvahs. But Torah is such a chush of a thing that the Kavod HaTorah is that it deserves, like you give somebody a matuna, you put a beautiful wrapping around it. The chshivas of Torah is it needs a bruchot before to appreciate the grace of Torah. Look at the graz, the square brackets in Dalit. The birchas haTorah ain habrucha al kiyam haMitzvah shel Talmud Torah. It's not the birchas haMitzvahs on the mitzvah. Achti din b'fnei atzmei, the Torah, the chefs of Torah bo brucha. As the Melanson puts it, k'shem b'shem ekru. There's not shkashat birchas haMitzvahs. There's no birchas haMitzvahs mit araisa. There's chshivas of Torah needs a bruch. I found that it says the same thing, and that the birch haTorah is not al birch haMitzvahs. It's a if it's dibur, it's not al birch haMitzvahs. It's a achshivas Torah. I was a derech agav. I thought maybe Kenzan does a merimas in the two bruchas we have for birch haTorah. It's a bit strange. In the morning we say birch haTorah. There's two bruchas. There's one brucha, according to most poskim. And then we have a brucha, shebucha bonu kalam. According to what we see now, it's very misper. The first brucha is a birch haMitzvahs. Like every birch haMitzvahs. The second brucha, shebucha bonu kalam, it talks about the gardens of Torah. And if you look at the lotion of the Bes Yosef, I've got it here in Vov, in the second paragraph, the Torah. Kolushin HaTorah, the second paragraph of Vov. Oid yesh brucha acheres ala Torah. There's a second brucha. Bruchat Hashem alkein b'chol Moshe brucha bunim mekol ha'amim. V'nusan lo nesterusim. Bruchat Hashem lo esna Torah. V'chavet b'bruchusay al ma'am at ha'sinai. We give a brucha that Bruch Hashem we bezoichot ha'sinai. Asher brucha bunim mekol ha'amim. V'kerun lefnei ha'sinai. V'hishmiyun edvur v'mtoich ha'ish. V'nusan lo nesterusim ha'kdoish ha'shi ba'is chaya. Chayayni kleichem dusay shi meshtashay ba'b'chol b'chol yom. So the Torah is saying that the second brucha is not the brucha mitzvahs. The first is the brucha mitzvahs. The second is that chashiv is a Torah. When machshav Torah is a gavol tikazach, we make a brucha. That's nothing to do with brucha mitzvahs. Now, if we come to this, we understand gavol tik medik, the chilek is the mishabriyah b'kiri hakav. Mishabriyah is talking about somebody doing a mitzvah, and he says, although when he does the mitzvah, he is maharer how to do the mitzvah, don't say brucha mitzvah because he's not maharer in the mitzvah. When he's maharer, the Birchas HaTorah is as Birchas HaMitzvahs, not as the Chashivas HaTorah, as Birchas HaMitzvahs. If it's as Birchas HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Tzriachas Kavuna. So if he's learning Torah without the Kavuna L'Shem Mitzvah, he's learning because he wants to know practically how to put on the tefillin, how to put on the tzitzis. It's not, if it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, you don't need the Birchas HaMitzvahs. That's because he's Maharam. But if you would be saying the words, like we do, Shemir, you know, and you're saying the words of Torah, even though you're not Mecham and Hashem Mitzvah, but it's Torah. And Torah needs a brucha because of Kishem Hashem Ekru. Bekir Yaakov is talking about get up in the morning and take our Amidim. The Shluach Kodesh says, before you do a mitzvah, it's a gavaltik azach to mention the psikim of the mitzvah, like we do before tefillin. We mention Exhort Moshe Rabbeinu v'Yitzchok before Tzitzis. We mentioned Shtei Tzitzis. We mentioned the Psikim of the Torah. Paskil de Kazach. So that before we say do a mitzvah, we actually mention the Psikim. We mention with the mouth. So even though you're not machaven l'shem mitzvah, it's not mitzvah in the Torah, but it's Torah. On Torah itself, ishen yodah achiv, and the rise of the achiv. So the Kriyat says, say you should make it, say Berachas Torah. He's not machalik in Mishnah Brira. Mishnah Brira is talking about somebody who's maharar. His maharar in the mitzvah, maharar in the Torah, that is Berachas Mitzvah. If it's because of that, then there's no Berachas Torah, because he's not machalik in Mishnah Mitzvah. But if it's al pushit, nishal al libet Torah, it's because the skill is to say this psikim, you're saying psikim of the Torah. When you say psikim of the Torah, according to this, the Rechdrash, you know, the Gemur, well, in Gemurah, Amu Avdhu Uretz, Magdafrek, the Levim, Chachomim, why was the Chom Basamikdash? Two Gemurahs. And the Pusik Shneit, Al Ozom Mistarusi, Omrev Hidom Rav, Shnei Baruch Shabbatah, Tchila. It's Al Afregen. There was no other Avaira, apparently. They did all the mitzvahs properly, they kept Shabbos, they put on the film, and they learned Torah, everything. So, Baruch Shabbatah was missing. Because of that was the Chol Mesem Mikdash. And we're talking about Yidin, otherwise they would daven for a few hours, and they took the Mehedidik Arba Minim and filling everything. But Berachas HaTorah was lacking. It's bekannt, was the Ramzukt, Bashem Rabbein Yoyne, Kloima, and Zayin, Kloima, Shalei Borchim means they were not Machshuv Tchila. It was a Simen, not a Sib, as they say in the Litvish Welt. Shalei HaTorah Shiva by name, Kol Kach, it's that you make a bruch. It's not so important to make a bruch. It shows they lack the understanding of the chshivas of Torah, and therefore it was the Chol Mesem Mikdash. And the Ran says on the Ben Yena, Eile Dibra Ra, Vehem Nuem Re'in Lemish Omram, it's past for Ben Yena Zechaveta. It's still a bit schwer. Alright, so first of all, what do you mean? They were mazals in Berachas HaTorah. That showed they didn't understand the chshivas of Torah. And also, was a pshat? They came to shul, they opened the siddur, and that page they left out. They said matoivi adonoylam birchas hashachar, and that they left out. Lahachas they left it out. They weren't lahachas because they didn't understand it. So chushim. It's there. They said it's less chushim than nanos and zach vivino. What's a pshat?
Didn't have siddur.
Achmayim pshat. Lot him song yet to say a medir. Shloi Baruch HaTorah, they said Baruch HaTorah like all of us. But one thing, they didn't say Baruch HaTorah Tchila before they did mitzvahs. Why? Because they said Baruch HaTorah is Baruch HaMitzvahs. And therefore, for a mitzvah, there's no din of Baruch HaTorah for a mitzvah. Like we said in the Mishnah Brira. So you can do a mitzvah without Baruch HaTorah. The whole task of Baruch HaTorah is Baruch HaMitzvahs, and therefore, if you're not being mekayim mitzvahs, limud HaTorah, because you're not mekayim mitzvahs, it's gulish. They didn't understand that there's another Baruch HaTorah. Even when you're not mekayim mitzvahs, you're saying words of Torah, the Torah itself, the Rechaim Briskezuk, the heft of Torah, needs a brucha. So even though it's not Baruch HaMitzvahs, they didn't understand, they understood as a Baruch HaMitzvahs. The mitzvah limud HaTorah, you make a bruch, das versteich. But when you're just saying Torah, shaloi l'shem mitzvah, and you're not mekayim mitzvahs limud HaTorah, you're saying it as a skill of a shlo HaKudosh, that before you do a mitzvah, you should say the words. There you have to say Baruch HaTorah. We said you have to because kishayim Hashem ekvah v'goyda l'akayin, that's chashivs and Torah. Nish as Baruch HaMitzvahs. That they didn't understand. So tchila means, they didn't say Baruch HaTorah tchila before the mitzvahs. They said Baruch HaTorah with gross kavuna. After they did mitzvahs, they would do 10 mitzvahs, and then they'd come and shiur and say, Baruch HaTorah. Why didn't you say Baruch HaTorah before? A mitzvah doesn't need Baruch HaTorah. But you said the Shem Yichud, and you said all the psikim. Well, that wasn't the Shem Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah, I don't need it. But according to we said, Elach Lama, the second type of Baruch HaTorah they didn't need, but the first type they needed. And that's where, that shows they didn't understand Chashivas HaTorah. They understood Baruch HaTorah is not also Limud HaTorah. They didn't understand that Torah is Baruch Chashivas besides Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah, which is the greatest Mitzvahs, I'm not talking about Kalam. The Chashivas of Torah, the Chefs of Torah needs a Brucha. That's where they fell behind. I'd like to finish off. First of all, there's this Fasemus printed in Ches. Ma'ashkos v'chazal, shekolan v'yim, Kibli Neviyosim HaSinai. The Neviyim, everybody, by Makabal, the Neviyim from HaSinai. Kamoy Ken, Lushnas Fasemis. Bechol Shunu Vashunu. Mir Tzashem in 2 weeks' time. Makabal Kol Echod Mir Yisrael Bechag Azeh. In this Yom Tov, every year, this Makabal Kol ma she'uset lochoven de lechadish b'toyra. All what you're going to in the next year, be mechadish chadish b'toyra, and he gets the koyach on Shvirs, which the Gemara Megillah calls it Rosh Hashanah, by the way. He gets the koyach for all year round. Does the Pshat of Gemara? Elu mula hayoyim kama Yosef v'ka b'shikha. Yosef the Gemara said, if not for this day, I'm nothing. Hayoyim, if not for Shvirs, all year round, all my chadish b'toyra were what I was doing on. Shvius. With that, I'm going to emphasize Akashev in the Dibna Magad on the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon had the minhag to say Tikkun Al Shvius, like it's printed in the Tikkun Al Shvius, the beginning, the end of every Sedra, and Nach, and go through all that. And the Dibna Magad was a Talmud of Vilna Gaon, didn't do that. He learned, sat, learned, few blat Gemura. No, Lel Shvius, I'll raise the Indian to be up. Brings, we have to be up and we have to spend the time learning Torah. So as you know, there's two hanugas. Some say the Tikkun Al Shvius, which is Shlokot, which brings gewaltige Sachen, gewaltige Simcha, Bashamayim, the Maluchim, come and listen, and some learn Torah. So the Vilna Gaon used to say Tikkun Al Shvius, that is printed in the Tikkun Al Shvius, and the Dibna Magid, didn't he learn Torah? So somebody asked the Dibna Magid, your Rebbe, Vilna Gaon said Tikkun Al Shvius, why don't you? So the Dibna Magid, as was his way, he gave a moshel. Person from a little village was trying to become a soicher. He went into town, he saw things which he never in his village he never saw. And he went to a shop selling wallpaper. He sees that the people come in to buy, the shopkeeper takes out a big book with samples, goes to the letter, goes to the door, and makes an order, and so on and so on. So he decided he wants to be a soicher of wallpaper. So he went and he bought 100 different types of books of samples, and he opened the shop. People came in, made orders, but he didn't have the stock in the back. Without the stock, is good. If you have the samples, is only a sample. If you haven't got the sample is meaningless. So he said, the Dibna Gaon said, it comes Rosh Shvius, and Shvius is like Rosh Hashanah. Was done the person, I gave you a year of life, in Gzint, and Kop, and Alice, Panusa. How did you spend it? How much Torah did you learn? So you have to show your samples. So the Vilna Gaon shows a sample. These are samples of what he did all year round. Vilna Gaon's Kol HaTorah Kila. So he shows samples. So for me, just to show the samples without the backing of the stock of all year, I can't do that. At least tonight, let me try and learn as much as I can. That was the Vilna Gaon's Dibna Magad's answer on why he doesn't do like the Vilna Gaon. But so how do we, now we have to answer the other way around. So, I think the Teretz is very pushed, according to this Fasemis. Shvius is Rosh Hashanah. Toysus Megillah of Lamed Aleph says, Shvius is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah in two ways. The Eibush judges how you spent the last year. I gave you the opportunities last year to learn so and so much Torah. Did you utilize it in full? Did you spend your time properly? Did you make the effort? And so on and so on. That's one part of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yekosavin, as the Fasemis says, how much I'll give you opportunities for the next year. How much Chedish HaTorah? That's the second part of it. We dare not come with the samples of the last year because we know that our sample hasn't got the backing of the storehouse, of the warehouse full of the Chedah. The Vilna Gaon could do it, we can't do it. But the second half, we are making orders for the next year. When you make an order, you go to call a caterer, he gives you various samples. You don't need to taste the whole plate. You taste a bit of this, a bit of fish, a bit of flesh, a bit of whatever it is. You just need to taste a bit, and according to your taste, you don't need to taste everything. You only taste a sample. We are making orders for the next year. I want a bit of chemish, a bit of rashi, a bit of mishnayos, a bit of gemura. For that, the samples are good enough. The Sfasemis says that on Rosh Shvius, we are making orders for the next year. For that is sufficient, even if we make two. Let's just take the samples. And I heard from the Plosim Gruv, Zachasad Gavrucha, the Gemara says, Ba'atzeles nedoinen al peiros ilan. And that's the reason why we have trees in Besmerish, that we shouldn't forget to daven al peiros ilan. So the pink shvius, peiros ilan, would have thought, the more important thing is that peiros actually is a luxury, you can survive. Pesach, Tvias, Uruz, that's a necessity. Pesach is a, and Shvias, the Rosh of Shvias, that's why in the Dona Pesach Hill, he said the following. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kalamakabal Ulav Oil Toilu, Mayavin Memeni Oil, Malchus Vel der Cheritz. A person, Udam Omal Yilad, a person has to have Omal, Amelis. If a person puts his Amelis in Torah, they're able to help, that in Panusa he shouldn't have this type of Amelis. If he doesn't spend his Amelis in Torah, then he's got Omal over there. So it depends on how much you makabel oil toilet. In the panusas, in the olden times when the panusas wasn't in the shops, it was in the fields, there are two types of panusas. There's fields and orchards. Fields is every year, hachirish, azre, there are 11 meluchas till you come to a piece of bread. You have to mummish, work your way through. So every year you start from scratch. Hachirish. In the orchards where you have fruits and so on, you don't have to work. The growth is a chalayim. You just make you prune it, you spritz it up, it's a loo and dot. It's a much easier panusa than in the fields. But atzeres is done the minch what type of panusa you should have. Should you have a panusa of achoyres, you have a shver abatin, or the peres of ilin, which is the easier panusa? It depends on how much Torah we makabel. If we makabel the old Torah and shvirs, it's nedoin in our peres of ilin that we should have an easygoing panusa. I have seven ali in some panusa bereivach, the zirchus are makabel than the Torah and tzirchus simcha.
Amen.